Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. 50 dead in shooting at gay club. A gunman behind the killing of 50 people in an Orlando, Florida nightclub early today has reportedly been identified as Omar Sadiqi Mateen, a U.S. citizen of Afghan descent. An FBI official said the attack, believed to be the worst mass shooting in the history of the United States, is being investigated as an act of terrorism. Police stormed the building, fatally shooting the suspect and rescuing club goers trapped inside. 53 people were wounded. Orlando Police Chief John Mina told reporters about the police response.
Our SWAT officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect. The suspect is dead. He appeared to be carrying a rifle, an assault-type rifle, and a handgun, and had some type of device on him.
Orlando Police Chief Mina told reporters that the shootings are a tragedy not only for the city, but for the entire nation. Rick Scott, the governor of Florida, says a state of emergency has been declared.
You just can't imagine this would happen to our community, our state, or anywhere in our country. But for somebody to go in there and be an active shooter and take those men, that number of lives, any life, but that number of lives and injure that many people is clearly an act of terror.
President Barack Obama has been briefed by his counterterrorism and homeland security advisor and is asked to receive regular updates. A White House statement says the president ordered the federal government to provide investigators with any assistance necessary. It also said our thoughts and prayers are with the families and loved ones of the victims. If you would like more information on this story, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libya's UN-negotiated unity government is claiming an offensive that's close to driving Islamic State militants from the coastal city of Sirte is evidence it is making progress at last in establishing its credibility. The offensive, which has made rapid advances in the past 3 days, is boosting hopes the struggling government of National Accord may be able to build up a new Libyan army on the back of the success and encourage militias loyal to a rival government in the east of the country to defect. The International Labor Organization is spearheading a global campaign to stamp out child labor, which victimizes 168 million children worldwide. To mark this year's World Day Against Child Labor, a panel of experts focused on the abusive and widespread practice of child labor in international supply chains. Lisa Schlein reports from ILO headquarters in Geneva.
Children work for low or no pay in abusive, slave-like, and dangerous conditions in agriculture, fishing, garment industries, electronics, manufacturing, and in the mineral extractive sector. The panelists agree a key element in eradicating child labor is to provide decent jobs to adults and youth of working age. Some of the participants are calling on the ILO to enact a convention on supply chains that spells out the rules for ending child labor in this complex global system. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party nominee Donald Trump spoke to a Pennsylvania rally where he criticized 2012 nominee Mitt Romney's criticism of him as setting a dangerous example for Americans. Romney told a meeting of some of the party's top strategists and donors that Trump is promoting trickle-down racism. Trump replied by blasting Romney for his failed 2012 campaign against President Obama.
I backed John McCain big league, and he lost. I backed Mitt Romney, and he choked, and he lost. And I said, this time, folks, we're going to do it ourselves. We're going to win. We're going to win. We're winning.
Meanwhile, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who waged a months-long battle with presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, says he will meet with her after the last party primary Tuesday in Washington to discuss their political agendas before deciding whether to drop out of the race. FIFA, the international governing body of soccer, says idiotic troublemakers caused shameful violence at football games Saturday in two French cities, and the organization strongly condemned the unrest. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille after British and Russian soccer fans brawled in and around the Stade Vélodrome. After the European Cup tournament game ended in a tie, they were at it again. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.